All I wanna get is a little bit closer.
With John Panini.
I am Kors, and your host, John Panini, along with my good friend, Ruben Sandwich.
Ruben Sandwich!
And the Canadian hot dog.
That's me.
We're here catching up with you, our wonderful fans, who are taking us up and up and up the charts.
Yes, without a pedal.
And the tour has gone great so far.
The new tour has gone great so far, which we will fill you in on the next episode. But right now... Canadian hot dog, what have you been up to?
Well, as you know, I unsuccessfully ran for Dog Catcher in Canada, in my hometown.
That's horseshit, by the way.
No, it really did happen.
But it's horseshit that you didn't get elected.
Because my American heroes, both Ruben Sandwich and John Panini, voted for me in the last election, but they were not Canadian citizens, and so therefore I was kicked out of the vote.
Which even also, though they can't prove that we're not Canadian citizens,
they have and they did,
and they threatened to try again.
The most important part was I only had 3 votes, and so it was myself and you two. So basically, I was a little let down by the viewers, but unfortunately, I mean I'm excited. You know, we've had really good turnout as far as the new tour goes. But I have been working on my debt because, as you know, I did spend over $250,000 on lost advertising campaign for my dog catcher unit. I've been working with Stuttered Ruben, which has been a financial analysis who's actually turned me on to a few things that I've been working on.
Mm.
He started Bestials Without Borders. It's a BWB society. It was supposedly going to be a big tax cut in Canada and cut some of my fees I paid. The only thing is, with Bestials Without Borders, basically what we're doing is we're smuggling animals that are free.
You're just running
the
stray animals across the border.
Exactly. That's
makes sense.
Yes, and so they're free in of course in the U.S. of A. In Canada, it costs a lot of money to take a stray animal in.
Right.
So in this way, it's less expensive.
Right.
But it has turned out to be very expensive as far as the fees and the costs I'm actually getting charged with from America itself.
Mm.
The different states across the borders, like Minneapolis and of course, Michigan,
right,
all those
right.
borderline states
mm-hmm.
are really upset that we're releasing all these animals across the borders.
Yeah, the state of Minneapolis is really rough.
Yes, and they are on my speed dial right now. They have been calling me daily, and apparently I owe fees over $100,000 in Minnesota.
God damn it!
I know, it's really killing
it's
me
getting
right
rough. It's getting rough.
Also, my financial analyst, Stuttered Ruben, he also told me to invest in a promoter in the U.S. It's $5,000 per event, but it's a brewery and eats festival.
Ooh.
And what I do is I sell merchandise. I don't go to the actual event itself, but the event's online, and then you're able to send everything as far as your $15,000 donation after the costs.
That's it's a good ticket, though.
Yes, but you're able to sell merchandise,
mm-hmm.
and he says that I'm going to make over $150,000 on this project, but as it turns out, there's pending litigation that these are actually fake brewery and eats festivals.
Yeah, it just seems as if pending litigation is just taunting this podcast.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So... basically, to get back to you, John, I started out $250,000 in debt, and now I'm over $500,000 in debt.
Well, you know what they say. I was hoping you would know what they say, because I really have no words of wisdom.
I am looking for anything right now. This is really a dark time for me.
Well, that's good to know.
It gets darker before the light comes.
It's always darker before the dawn.
And Ruben, he always makes so much sense when it comes to these things, too. Thank you, Ruben.
He has a way with words.
But I'm really hoping to make more contacts on the road with you guys. I mean, that's primarily how I made my money last year. I mean, as you know, I am a garbage man, and so my income's pretty, you know,
pretty
set.
Trashy, yeah.
But it is pretty trashy.
Mm-hmm.
But as I, you know, I made a lot of money with you guys last year. It's just
you
too
did.
Bad we had the misfortune.
It's too bad we didn't.
It's too bad none of us saw a penny of it. That's just too bad.
So I've actually been selling some of my seed, which is, from what I understand, has been similar to the Aztecs. To what they were doing.
Are you talking about cardamom?
No, not agricultural seed, but my actual semen, my actual seed. And
like sperm?
Sperm, yeah. I actually got in touch with some
fans.
I got some in touch with some fans from the show who had heard a previous episode of Panini on the Isle, in which I had reviewed the documentary Jurassic World. So it's the funny thing is, it's actually some of the same genetic engineers got in touch with me, and they're trying to use the same sort of science there, but instead of bringing dinosaurs back, they're bringing back the Aztecs, but using my ejaculate.
I'm sorry, John, I have to interrupt you, though. I remember over 10 years back, you got into the scheme where you were selling your semen, of course,
mm-hmm.
but there was just... there was way too much STDs to even make it a value. So have these scientists discovered the STDs, or are they just looking past it?
You know what? They don't really have the money to test for these.
Oh, okay.
As if you've seen the recent documentary Jurassic World, they encountered a plethora, just a myriad of different financial difficulties there. So currently they're trying to rebuild the park.
That's amazing.
But it's going to be Aztec World.
Yeah.
Are they trapped in these tree
sap? Actually, what they do, when my ejaculate comes out, like I said earlier, it is similar.
It's like shooting a bunch of tree sap against the wall.
Exactly. It is similar to that of the Aztec. So imagine amber. Like amber just shooting across a tree. And then instead of little dragonflies being caught in there, it's interesting. One of the things that intrigued them so much is that the semen... and the actual individual sperm looked like little John Paninis. So it actually looked like a little sandwich with arms hanging out.
I feel like it would look like blood mixed with the semen.
It's got blood on it.
It's got blood on it.
I'd rather not comment on that right now. But Ruben, what have you been up to?
Yes, Ruben, what have you been up to?
Not much. So I finished my 6-game, 6 match suspension.
Well, okay, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah, joke's on me because I got suspended for 2 more matches.
Why?
What
happened? Turns out they accused me of overinflating my LA gears that I wear during Indian leg wrestling.
Mm.
Bullshit.
Yeah. That all we got?
I can't believe the litigation's got so tough around Indian leg wrestling.
Well, the good news is I got a jury trial coming up. With the Supreme Court of the United States.
Well, especially with that name, Indian leg wrestling, I think they'd really be on top of it at the time.
Well, they're trying to get rid of the Indian part,
mm-hmm.
and they want to call it Redskin.
Hmm.
I heard it was Native Islander.
You know,
Pacific Islander.
A lot of terms have been thrown around.
North Pacific Islander.
North Pacific Islander. Originating Islander. Savages.
Victim,
Trail of Tears, you know, the whole story.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we're leaning more toward Trail of Tears or just leaving it as Indian leg wrestling.
Okay.
Cigar shops and
cigar
alcoholism.
Shops, casinos, alcoholism, Cadillacs.
Speaking of which, I got one of our classic Indian joke from way back when. What did the Native Americans say when the land was getting stolen on the Trail of Tears and they were getting massacred?
What'd they say?
But that's their
history.
It's funny because it's true.
Hey,
so
John,
now, yes.
I know we're shooting on, what was it called, on position, on location. Where are we at today?
Today we're actually at the Navajo Indian Resort. And I sure hope they did not hear that last joke.
I'm pretty sure they had, sir.
Well, we can steal this land, too.
Goodness.
Speaking of which, this episode is brought to us by our good friends at Alvarado Hospital. Ruben, go ahead and take it away.
Here at Alvarado Hospital, we will jerk you out of your fake coma and blow you away with our affordable prices.
Thank you very much, Ruben. I hear for this commercial, they will give us free SAG vouchers.
And?
A part in the movie Tehachapi starring Elizabeth Pena, Christina Applegate, and Tony Cox.
And?
Quaaludes. They're giving us ludes?
Yep.
All right.
And now, fans, it's Panini on the Isle. Take it away, John.
Take it away.
Panini
on the
Isle.
Well, thank you, guys. So on this episode of Panini on the Isle, I am reviewing the new Johnny Depp film, Black Mass, which, from what I've heard, has gotten rave reviews, but I didn't read them. I decided to develop my own opinion for myself. Now, when I saw the trailer, and when I heard the title of this, I thought it would be about a bunch of African-American Catholics wearing all black at a mass. But when I walked in, all I saw was a balding Johnny Depp and a bunch of morbidly obese men eating popcorn, which frightened me, so I left.
And this has been
Panini
on the Isle. Now, Ruben, speaking of debt, you've been in debt $250,000 as well.
Indeed. Yeah.
Now, how have you been getting out of that?
So this night job slash construction, deconstruction of wrecking people's homes has really paid off. Surprisingly, since our last show, we've come up about $150,000.
Wow. That's
so
very successful.
Indeed. It's been a lot of blood, sweat, tears, and semen, but I'm going to say we're on the right track to get in the green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you planted the right seed there.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Wow.
So now it is time for Sports Talk with a Canadian Hot Dog.
Thank you. This is Sports Talk with a Canadian Hot Dog. First of all, upcoming events. There's an ice skating tango competition in Buffalo, New York. Lenny Lennonson and Don Johnson are currently listed second. There's a Grease Watermelon competition in Memphis City Pools on 9th Street. The fastest to catch the melon slippery wins. No one named so far. There's a gasoline tetherball match in Sun City, Nevada. Flaming balls on a fire injured 6 so far. The favorite to win any burn victims. Next, there's a Hula Hoops of Hell in Death Valley, California. There's a marathon hula hoops tournament. It's 4 days and over 115 degrees, so good luck, everybody. And last, we have an acid skateboarding pool competition in San Francisco, California. All contestants were terrified of asphalt because of the acid. There was no winners because of delusions and dismay.
And now it's time for a new segment, Ruben's Heroes.
We got a diesel driver down big rigs, 18-wheelers, headed down the road. And he's headed down about 70 towers in on a diet of nothing but screwdrivers and chili cheese Fritos.
Wow.
Hauling ass. So he's headed down. Miscalculates his turn, takes it wide. Goes straight up the telephone pole, 40 yards ahead, bouncing down the road 2-3 times. I thought it was a turn for the worst, but that's how he won the race.